Blog Talk Radio. right. One love. Happy 2023. Ooh, honey, happy new year, happy everything. I hope everybody's really, really doing wonderfully. I hope everybody within the sound of my voice is doing fabulously. Happy 2023, family. We made it. What's also interesting to me is that 2023 equals 7. 2 plus 2 is 4. 4 and 3 is 7. 7 is the number of the Most High. 7 is God's number. So we're in a God year. I'll let that sink in for you. Because I think that that's kind of powerful and necessary. Hello. I also want to say happy emancipation. For it was on January 1st, 1863, that enslaved melanin-dominant peoples in this land, as well as the Caribbean, but mainly here, were freed from slavery. I believe the Caribbean was freed before the United States. However, that was the day. A lot of people get excited over Juneteenth, but I need you all to understand, overstand, and understand Juneteenth is the celebration of freedom in Texas, which was 1865. But no matter what, however it goes down, happy emancipation. I texted this out to a few of my friends on New Year's Day, and they were like, what? We's emancipated? I'm like, you know what? I'm not messing with y'all today. But I just think that there's a lot of interesting things going on, as usual. And I'm going to touch on a few things tonight. Excuse me. I want to... First and foremost, I want to thank Dr. James Winborn and the mighty Reverend Ron Robinson for allowing me this platform on the Neo Nation Network. It is my esteemed pleasure to be a host of a show on this amazing network. And I also want to thank all of my wonderful supporters, my listening audience, my diehard listeners, those of you who have even made financial contribution to me and to the mission. I really appreciate every single one of you. I love you and I thank you for joining in and listening and learning, because we must learn. We must know. We have to grow. So I know that my listeners are not the type of individuals that be like, oh no, I'm grown. I know everything I need to know. No, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't say that. So I really appreciate each and every one of you. And I also have to give a super mega shout out to my wonderful husband for being so supportive and loving and nurturing and caring through this entire time. We actually started dating right after I started this show. How about that? It's been years now. This is episode 107. And I'm just very grateful to have a wonderful black man by my side who is supportive and gives me the space to do this research and to get this information to bring forth to you. I know I haven't been on the air for the past few weeks. The last 2 weeks I was taking vacation. Hello. Okay. I needed a moment. It definitely takes a lot of energy to do this. It really takes a lot of energy just for me to be who I even am in terms of being able to receive and download and then upload so much information in my hard drive, in my brain. I don't take it lightly. And I know that I feel like I'm also carrying on a legacy, as my mother was a historian and an African studies teacher. So I feel like I'm carrying the torch, and I just know at the end of the day that knowledge, power, and power is true freedom. If we do not utilize wisdom, then we will always be stumbling around in the darkness. We have to be able to think and move through a situation or a circumstance We are powerful beyond measure, and many of us are not aware of it. I feel like some of us have just forgotten, and we need to remember. And remembering just doesn't, it doesn't really mean to think of something you once knew. Remember means to return to the whole, because the whole of things, W-H-O-L-E, is in the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are a library of everything that ever happened on planet Earth to every human everywhere. So we are able, especially when we are of sound mind, to receive information from the cosmos. Yes, we can do it by reading as well. We can also participate in a lecture or listen to a show like mine. But we can also download information from the cosmos, from the sun, especially if you're a melanin-dominant human being, meaning that you're a brown-skinned, dark-skinned person. We are magical. And so I'm going to get into some of that. Before I go on, I got to mention these two movies that I was able to see because I don't get too much time to relax and just watch movies. But Pioneer, oh my word, Black Pioneer, and another movie is called Emperor. Two different movies. They're on like Freevee and Tubi, you know, if you've got Amazon Fire Stick or Roku or anything like that. These two movies were so compelling. I did not even get to finish all of Emperor. Emperor was interesting because they were going through time and time jumping. But Black Pioneer, they put the roots to shame. Exquisitely done. Very well done. And the movie is actually about enslaved melanin-dominant people under the rule of the Mormons, hello, 1800s. Deep, it's deep, it's deep, it's deep. And there's one brother named Green who is the protagonist of the story. This brother was an amazing human being. And this is a true story based on true story, y'all. Oh, my God, it was so good. Whew. And I just it just made me continue to revel in the fact that we are so amazing. We are the most fantastic human beings. I am not trying to sound like I'm prejudiced because I'm not prejudiced. I have a lot of different bloodlines inside of my body. But I just know the melanin-dominant human is the most exquisite human being on this planet. And despite the fact of us having gone through chattel slavery and, of course, great discrimination, racism, and every other misogynistic situation, we still thrive. We have a will that can be unbreakable. And I continue to say, as horrific and just brutal, inhumane, I'm using these words to describe the slave trade. As horrible as that was, we should all not be in existence. We shouldn't even have come to light. Meaning that over 400 years of beatings and rapings and sodomy and hangings and castrations and all kind of stuff, forced sex labor, all kind of stuff, it's amazing that we continue to exist. So you can't tell me that we are not favored by the Most High. Any other people would have ceased to exist. So think about that when you're having a rough day or you're feeling kind of down. Tap into your ancestral energy that made it through way worse than whatever you think you're going through right now, unless you happen to be a victim of human trafficking or some type of other enslaved situation, which we do know there are people in that situation. But the majority of folks nowadays, praise the Lord, are relatively free. I'm saying relatively, and I got my fingers doing the quotation mark dance because we kind of know what that means. But just the bottom line that we are here. I mean, they literally concocted a plandemic to wipe us out, and we still here. I hear news networks on occasion complaining about the black population of the United States and how a lot of the black population didn't get the shot because they don't trust the government. And when should we ever? Like, stop playing with me. I'm not trustworthy of that individual or that machine or that mechanism. No. And if you're paying attention, people are dropping like flies. Heart attack, drop dead on the court, drop dead on the field, drop dead, passed out. People are dying all around us, and they say, oh, there's no cause of death. Darling, I am here to tell you there is always a cause of death. This is why we have a coroner. This is why we have forensics. Come on, man. Don't believe that. Please do not believe that. Oh, we don't know that. There's no cause of death. There is so. I don't care if it was an aneurysm. I don't care if it's myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, an embolism, a stroke. These things do come upon the body suddenly. When that person has been ruled out and dead, they're going to give you information as to what the cause of death was, even if it's blood clots in the veins, whatever it is, baby. They're going to find it. So you keep your good eye open. Okay. All right, I'm going to try to get into the meat of things. Now, my heart was heavy a few days ago because information, and yet another smear campaign against a famous African-American entertainer. So first it was the rapper, then it's the basketball star. Well, sorry. First it's the actor, Nick Cannon. Then it's the rapper, producer, Kanye. Then it's the basketball player, Kyrie. Now it's Kevin Hart. Y'all might not even be aware of this because it kind of got under the radar and I almost missed it. But apparently, he was having a conversation or maybe an interview or something somewhere. And he stated the ancient Egyptians were black people. Now, my listening audience might not find this to be a questionable fact. There may not be any query here because we know that the ancient Egyptians / Kemetans were black people. The fact that you have white people and white Arab Egyptians who have nothing to do with the pyramids, I must stress to you, ain't nothing Arabic anywhere in Kemet for the Arabian people who have taken over Kemet selling cigarettes and what have you next to the pyramids. Selling those cheap-ass souvenirs and what have you. Okay, that's what they're doing. They have nothing to do with the construction of anything ancient in Kemet. Not Abu Simbel, not Ipetisut, not the Temple of Dendera, not the Great Pyramids of Giza, or any other one of the 22 pyramids that line the Nile Valley. None. They had nothing to do with it. Definitely felt the hairs on the back of my neck stand up when I read that Kevin Hart was in trouble for saying that ancient Egyptians who built the pyramids were black people. Family, Mama's going to get real, real tonight. I'm going to do my best not to cuss. If it comes out, forgive me, pardon me, whatever. I'm really, really ticked off right now. So I'm just stating, for this to be an issue in 2023. So, okay, we can't be original Jews, which we are. We can't be ancient Egyptians, Kemetans, which we are. We can't be ancient Native Americans, which we are. We can't be when I know we're the first everything. We're the first German. We're the first Spanish. We're the first everything. Everywhere. We're the first Norwegian. Scandinavians got their whole story about a Viking from little tiny black people called the Twa people who traveled this whole planet. Now, see, right about now is when my husband would probably tell me, calm down, you're getting so excited. I'm livid right now. I really, really am. I could almost cry because when I get angry, that's what I do. I cry. I cannot believe this discussion is being thrown about today and giving validity to the lie. This is why I'm saying history has failed the true legacy of melanin-dominant people on this planet. Failed miserably. Now, there are some of you who say, well, it's his story. And I've said that before, his story and our story. But so far to date, there is no class called oustery in school. It's called history. And history is supposed to reflect the true facts of the past, however far back they go. It's all history. Whether it's ancient, current, whatever, it's history. Modern, whatever, it's history. European history, American history. I got the thumbs up, so I guess I'm not too emotional. But every type of history, American history, every type of history is history. It's supposed to be the past, the truth about the past. So I'm setting the record straight tonight, and I don't give a damn. This is ridiculous hypocrisy. I'm going to get into that in a second. Woo, mother's upset. Mm-mm. And for the record, we are the original human beings on this earth. We. The melanin-dominant people, where the word human comes from. It's just they took out the E, because hue means to have color. Oh, don't get me started. White people, friend black folk, if you got some white friends, tap them on your shoulder and let them know. You ain't been here that long. You've only been on this planet for about 10,000 years. I'll give you 10,000 at the most. We are the progenitors of humanity on this planet. We have been here. Our fossils are found all over the world. From how long ago? Ooh, over 130,000 years, 300,000 years. I would bet to say even a million years. And this ain't got nothing to do with you white people. Nothing. Sorry, I didn't give birth to you yet. We are the ancient Kemites. Stay with me. The Kemites were mislabeled as Egyptian by the Greeks. The word Egyptos means burnt skin. Because when they came upon the people, they were like, wow, they're really dark. They must be sun-kissed or sunburnt. But we're not sunburnt because we weren't red like that. We were black and brown, which is depicted on most of the temple walls throughout most of the temples and pyramids in Kemet. Now, bust this. Some of you may already know, but if you're new to my show, welcome. The word Kemet. Kemet means black land, and not because the dirt was black. Kem means black. Et means land. The people of Kemet were called the Kemal. Kem meaning black again. Ow meaning people. Okay? That is irrefutable. For the record again, we are the ancient Native Americans from over 50 some odd thousand years here in the Americas, from Canada to South America, the tip of South America, Tierra del Fuego type bottom. Black. This is not by way of a slave trade. So I have had it with the culture vultures. I've had it. Okay? Kevin Hart is correct. I got to hit him up on his IG just to give him the support in the back. Like, bruh, they're trying to slay you with a lie. You know the truth. You know the truth. You are correct, sir. So is Kyrie Irving. Correct, correct, correct. We are the original Jew. They would not, we weren't even called Jew. We wouldn't use that word. We wouldn't use that word, J-E-W. We wouldn't even say something as Jewish. It's just kind of like, we wouldn't say that about ourselves. We're going to be a Hebrew Israelite. Okay? And or a studier of Judaism. Where does Judaism come from? Judaism comes from the 12 tribes of Judah in Africa. Y'all going to learn tonight? See, this is why I keep saying that reading is so fundamental. I know there are people who can learn, you know, and we got audiobooks and stuff like that. And I don't have a problem whatever your modality of learning is at this particular juncture, because so many of us have been so over-electrified. Can't nobody keep their A still. They can't keep still long enough to read a freaking book, which is kind of sad, but that's another conversation. In any event, we have been terraformed to immediacy, to now, now, now. I want to know it now. And a book takes a while to read, especially if it's a long one. So they have terraformed us to not have any patience at all to be able to sit your ass down and read a book cover to cover and be able to retain the information. Isn't that special? I think the only place where they're really still doing reading is in college and university studies. Definitely PhD and master's. You're reading your ass off. I know you are. But everybody else could be dumb as a bag of rocks and not read nothing. So again, what I say, people might say, oh my goodness, I've never heard this before. Get some books. It's not cute. It ain't bliss. It's a sin. You must have knowledge. It's everything, knowledge and being a good person. If you don't realize why you are here as a lump of clay to evolve into a higher being, how do you do that? Through learning. How do you usually learn? Reading. Somebody can tell you anything. Reading. Even when you go to a dope lecture, a good PowerPoint, go and have some words up there for you to read. We might take a screenshot of a page from a really, really important book so you can read it. Do not allow yourself to be so entrapped by this society. We are being terraformed into death, ignorance, and just the most horrible shit ever. Pardon my French. We really are. If you just go and look, even if you got Fire Stick and you just open up your page and you're looking at everything, scroll down. How come there's so many movies about demons and death and wickedness and debauchery? It's everywhere. And y'all just clicking the shit. Oh, let me look at this today. Guts and glory and blood spurting out and people getting their heads chopped off and Squid Games and what? Come on, fam. That's not what we're here to do. We are not here for that. And right about now, we really need to get on that A game, turning up. I hope you're paying attention. It's turning up, and not in a good way. Please, do some reading and get some truth. For God's sake, we have elders who have lived and died. They gave their lives to teach us the truth about who we are. Some of them died penniless. Because we're so busy wanting to be like Jay-Z or Beyonce or Cardi B's nasty behind or Meg Thee Stallion and all these crazy people out here. You're so busy looking at that, wanting to look like that. Y'all walking around with dragon fingernails and black dragon fingernails at that. I'm like, you don't see you being terraformed into being a lizard? You can't see that? Yes, I know we're fantastic and fierce, and black women have been able to make anything a fashion statement for since the dawn of time. I understand that. But look at where stuff is coming from. Why is it being smashed into your kids' faces? Why are y'all giving two-year-olds a perm? What is going on, family? So you're just going to give your baby ovarian cancer by the time they're 10 years old because you're giving them a perm at two. And what are you telling your child by doing that even? Oh, your hair is ugly, so we got to straighten this out so you look more white. What are you telling your children? Get some truth, family, please. All right? Again, we are the creators of civilization. Being civil was created by melanin-dominant people. Mathematics, which is the language of the Most High, we were able to tap into that. Science, ancient Kemetian science was never a religion. We didn't have religions. Even Judaism was not a religion. It was a science, a way of life. A way of life, not a religion. There's a difference. We created music. Did you know that modern day instruments like the saxophone and the flute and the guitar are on the walls of temples that don't even have ceilings in Kemet? We created all of that. We created classical music. Classical music is not white music. We created classical music. That's why some of the most amazing composers of classical music were black men. Don't forget, Beethoven's name was not Beethoven. His name was Tobin Bay. He was a Moor. He was a black Moor. Learn yourself. We created the actual concept of God, of a creator, of something more grand outside of ourselves that has its own rhythm, has its own space and place in the planet, has its own existence in every animal, insect, people, birds, rocks, everything. We knew this tens of thousands of years ago. We dumb as hell right now because we knew this tens of thousands of years ago, and right now we just don't know nothing. Which is why these crazy ass crackers have come out and say that the ancient Egyptians were white people. Hell no. No. And for the record, the time when Kemet became white was during the Ptolemaic era, which was when the Romans came in and conquered Kemet. This is way later. We had pre-dynastic and dynastic Kemet, 18th, 19th, 21st dynasty. These are all black people, all of them. Not until you get into the invasions of the Romans. Because you had the Syrians had to come in for a second, but they're kind of like us too, because at that time everybody's still a little brown, okay? But by the time you get to Ptolemy and that era, that's when it gets white. And then they lose control of Kemet to the Arabs, who've been there ever since. This is why we've got to know history. Who was where and what were they doing and when? When did whom come about? Who is who from? So if I'm sitting here and I'm telling you every single race of human beings was grafted out of a black person, whether it's the Yacobian theory or if it's just differentiation, either way, everybody was black first. Then you start getting lighter, everything starts to change over thousands of years. Everybody looks a little different right now. But we still black. do yourself a favor and begin to study European history from like the 300s, 500s. Ask yourself, who came and civilized those white Europeans? Who did that? Clean up the white folks who would only take a bath once a year. It was called the annual bath. Maybe on a good year, it was twice if you were getting married. You get married, you would take a bath before you got married, your wedding bath. They didn't bathe every day, which is how you got the bubonic plague and all these other things, sleeping with animals and rats and everything everywhere. Ain't nobody bathing, ain't nobody cleaning. Come on now. Okay? Study that. Because nobody really cares about an opinion. You know that what they say about opinions. We all have one and it don't smell good, right? Okay. So scholarship is everything, y'all. You know? And you need to do your best. When some lies or some BS come up before you, do what you can do to dispel it. I don't care if it's a post. I don't care if you reach out to the person directly. Whatever you do that you express, this is a lie. I have no shame in doing it. That whole thing with Kyrie and what have you, I was letting them have it. Y'all know he's telling the truth. Y'all are a bunch of liars and thieves. Y'all stole stuff, including humans. Go into that a little bit later. Again, I say, know thyself. Why shame? Know thyself. So I don't know if y'all are aware yet, but there's a brother on social media, different, and he also has his own website now because they took him down so many times off of Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and what have you. But Brother Riza Islam, R-I-Z-Z-A, Islam, just like the faith, Riza Islam. Look up Brother Riza Islam, please. I've spoken about this brother before. I was actually seeing, I saw several different interviews he did over my vacation. You know, always powerful. I'm not one for a whole lot of recreation. In my downtime, in my chill time, I still want to learn something. Or I want to reinforce that which I've already learned. Yes, I'll watch a little Jurassic World. I'll watch something every once in a while, but I'm not one to watch movies and TV shows and stuff all the time. I did that back in the day. I don't really do that now. So I want to learn. I want to empower myself. I'm trying to perfect my soul, and I'm trying to make sure the road ahead of me is easy and smooth. Once again, I say, knowledge is power, and power is freedom. I don't believe you can have the freedom without the power, and you can't get the power unless you have the knowledge. I have yet to see an individual who's dumb as a bag of rocks live a smooth life. Sorry, haven't seen it. But I have seen, and I have been a witness to what the power of knowledge can do for a human being, for a family, and for a nation. I know, I can see what it does. We got to get there, y'all. We are behind schedule. Someone said, oh, everything is on time. God's right on time. No, we are behind schedule. I don't care what you say. We're behind schedule because we get caught off guard by whatever NASA throws at you. Can we get to the point where massive throws some BS our way and we just be like, whatever. And we don't get enthralled in the panic and we don't obey every order that massive gives. Can we get there? But I know we can't get there until we have knowledge. We will never get there. Why do y'all think the Nation of Islam goes so hard on reading, writing books, reading, not just praying, reading, studying, because they know being ignorant in the world is not going to be cute for me. It doesn't help my situation. This is why they write books and study and read, hello. And they're not the only people who do this, obviously. But back to Brother Reza. He was on the Rock Newman show. Fire, fire, boom. He was on the 85 South show. Interesting show. Slightly comedic, kind of country, a little funny, but they're very, very bright. And what I love when I'm looking at these different networks, not necessarily Rock Newman, because Rock Newman, he's a heavy hitter. He's been in the game for a long time. But 85 South, Corey Holcomb, No Jumper, these different outlets on social media that have had Brother Reza and others on, these young people know their stuff. And they have a hunger and a thirst for it. And so I applaud that. I love that. I love it. When I see these young black men and they have books surrounding them and they're trading books and talking about what book is hot and having the author on and breaking it down and mind you, some of them can be very coarse, meaning C-O-A-R-S-E, meaning rough, you know, they cussing, their mouths are reckless. They know what they're talking about, though. They know what they're talking about. And I was like, all right. So, just so you understand, Reza Islam is a master researcher, a lecturer, speaker. Excuse me, he's a member of the Nation of Islam. I believe him to be a great human being. I don't know him personally, but from what I have seen and heard about him, he's a good person. He goes hard for our people. And I will commend any person who goes real hard and puts their life on the line for our people. Okay? He does his thing. So please look him up. Go on YouTube. You can just put in Reza Islam. Okay? And you can go to his website, which is www.rezaislam.com. Nice and easy. Now, note that the government has placed him on the disinformation dozen list. This is a list of 12 individuals that came out in 2021 by the government, which also included one of my sheroes, Dr. Judy Nikovich, Dr. Rashid Batar, Dr. Carrie Madej, and a few others, okay? Mind you, all of these individuals I just mentioned, including Brother Reza, were sticking their necks out the whole time, warning all of us about what was inherently wrong with the hot sauce, as well as what the conspiracy was around the CV19 agenda. So the government put out a list and put all of these people on the list saying that they're disinformation, they promote disinformation, they're this, they're that, right? Now, I spoke on this when it was all popping off. I don't know if y'all remember, but I know I went in very deep about Dr. Carrie Madej's research and what have you. I'm going to go into some of that a little bit later. But do yourself a favor and look them up, okay? And you can disregard all the stupid backlash because speaking against the machine. And we very well know most people who speak against the machine get thrown under the bus. We know that. But look them up anyway. Now, we are at a point, family, where worldwide, I am being told, over 500 billion people have received the hot sauce. It's a lot of people. Here in these United States, I think it's about 3.4 billion people. And out of that 3.4 billion, I think about either 1.7 to 2 billion people have taken the hot sauce here, which is why you see everybody dropping dead in front of your face. And I'm not trying to be satirical about it. I'm just, that's part of my own communication and how I express myself, but real talk. I turned on the news today. Somebody else dropped dead. Oh, we don't know what happened. The boy, excuse me, he's a man now. He was 54 years old. But he played the youngest character on that television show back in the day called Eight Is Enough. And he died. And they're like, we have no cause of death. And I'm like, y'all are full of it, because there's always a cause of death. As I said before, moving forward, we are seeing the damage, okay? And the death toll, unfortunately, is going to rise. And I said this a year and a half ago. Family, get your spirituality up, okay, so that you have the emotional and mental capacity to deal with the loss of loved ones and family in multitudes. On the Ethiopian World Federation Radio, and this is when C-19 was popping off, and everybody was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I love it that our household was completely sane. My husband showed me his sanity in the beginning of it. We did not go crazy, lose our minds, quarantine ourselves, not go outside. No, we didn't, none of that. He went to the store. He went to the market. We went to the store. We went to the market. We went out. We went to the park. We did things. Anybody else who literally drank all the Kool-Aid and stayed in the house under the bed, you're stupid. Sorry. Again, you cannot allow yourself to get swept up by whatever the machine spits out. You've got to understand, overstand, and understand that if the machine is spitting it out, 9 times out of 10, it's probably not good for you. Because you got to tell me the benefit in staying inside. Unless we got nuclear fallout, I don't know why I can't go outside. And I was on the phone with grown people. Grown people with college degrees and master's degrees, and I'm like, God damn it, you're stupid as hell. What are you talking about? I'm scared to go outside. That's how they got you. Man, don't make my head hurt. Now we got problems. Now they got a disclaimer with it. Talking about, one of the side effects is acute myocarditis, which is the swelling of your heart, which is never good. Another fierce side effect for males, 18 to 34. Impotency. So the hot sauce makes sure that a man's hot sauce decreases in intelligence, because sperm have intelligence. Everything about our body has intelligence. Y'all know that, right? Our skin, our eyes, our ears, our teeth, everything has intelligence. And so sperm, which comes from men only, just so you understand that scientific fact, actually loses its intelligence after being exposed to the hot sauce. So the hot sauce goes into the testes of young men and just destroys the sperm. Now, you know, the scientific term for sperm is semen aurealis. Why is it called semen aurealis, Amina? Because the aurealis part means light, like aura, light. There is actually like a little miner's hat in the front of every sperm. You've got the head of the sperm, and then you've got the tail, which makes it swim so it can get to the egg. Got a job to do. So the hot sauce makes the sperm stupid. So the sperm can't find their way to the egg. Mind you, again, this is how powerful the Most High is. Both the sperm and the ovum in the woman are magnetized to each other. All that egg needs to do is just sit still, which it does. Sometimes it's in the process of moving, too, and it can get fertilized. But nonetheless, all the egg has to do is do its thing. The egg is released out of the fallopian tubes. Right? Out of the ovum, into the fallopian tubes, travels down into the uterus, takes a nap. If it doesn't begin, if it does not get fertilized within 28 days or so, that egg will shed, which is the menstrual cycle of a woman. But if that woman or female is exposed to sex, unprotected, and a man ejaculates into her vagina, then those sperm are magnetized to find their way to an egg. They're on a mission. They got a headlight, y'all. This is how smart it was. But now, they're stupid. They can't find their way to the egg. And on the feminine side, a fertilized egg can't hold the sac. The embryonic sac is thin. It's not, it won't develop to be as thick as it should be to hold the baby properly in the uterus and eventually into the big, big belly of mama. It won't get there. Miscarriages are happening left and right. Women are thinking everything is fine. No. There's even been disclosure given to certain patients by their physicians, letting them know, do not have unprotected sex with a man who took the hot sauce. I will repeat myself. There's actual disclaimer being given to patients by their physicians. Female patients are being told by their doctor, do not have sex with a man who has had the hot sauce unprotected. Don't have unprotected sex with the hot sauce man. Trouble will ensue. Again, I beg thee, how is this supposed to help? Meaning, I'm being hypothetical. I know the answer. I'm being hypothetical. You throw out a health situation. And then within a year and a half to 2 years, I have the solution. Which then, as we very well know, is untested. It hasn't been tested properly. All the tests that were done killed every animal that is well. Every test that was done with the hot sauce on lab animals, from white mice to brown mice, to guinea pigs, to rabbits, to ferrets. They all died. All of them. Dead. These are mammals like we are. Would we not have a similar reaction? They tested the lab rats again. Found them to be what? Swollen hearts. Myocarditis. In the lab rats. Again, they're mammals and we're mammals. Would we not have the same or similar reaction? Yes, we would. Y'all, whew, this is the whoop-de-whoop. If I ain't seen the whoop-de-whoop in a minute, this is the whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. I'm holding on to myself. And on occasion, I may crack a joke, but this is really harsh. What is being done and what has been thrust upon the world, the planet, has been the most diabolical plan I have seen in a very, very long time. This makes Tuskegee look like child's play. This even makes AIDS look like a joke, meaning that is where they deliberately poison people to make them sick or kill them. Okay? Individuals that had HIV were forced to take AZT, and when they took AZT, they got AIDS and they died. Later on, we find out 30, 40 years down the line, Magic Johnson, oh, you can live with HIV for years. It's AIDS that's going to take you out. So Dr. Fauci figured out a way that AZT would give you AIDS, and poof, you're going to die. Bye. And that is what happened. Because hasn't that died down a bit? When we all, everybody was wilding out. Folks were taking an HIV test every year. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you even hear HIV or AIDS anymore? Y'all can put it in the chat or text me directly because I have not heard of anyone. Oh, he got AIDS. I haven't heard that in over a decade. Whew. Okay. So, again, the people I mentioned, Reza Islam, you know, they were all taking off of Twitter, IG, Facebook, and everything, basically for telling people to, like, you know, take vitamin C and zinc and go outside in the sun to synthesize vitamin D, but they all get taken off the social media. You know, and as I said, they broke down lots of the truths behind the many, many side effects from taking it. All right? Meanwhile, like, they're supposed to be the devil, but meanwhile, we got other madness like porn, extreme violence, people killing people on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know. But that's okay? That's all right, though, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. Man. If you are still trusting this wild-ass crazy government to take care of you, boo-boo, you are fast asleep. You must be on your, like, 100th dream. You knocked out. Real talk. So, again, when I was watching Brother Reza on the 85 South show, I was very impressed because they were all dropping mad bombs. It was great. And what was deep was they even touched on one of the most unfortunate subjects, which the news does not cover at all. And this is, like, you know, the 75,000 missing black women every year. 75,000. How come that's not in the news? Okay? Why are we not aware of that? That's kind of heavy to me. Because Lord knows if 75,000 white women went missing every year, that might be an issue. If 75,000 Asian women went missing every year, that could be an issue. But again, our particular group in society has been terraformed and lulled into a deep, deep sleep. Deep sleep. And the wild part is it's so true because when you try to wake somebody up before they're ready to get up, they're evil. They don't want to get up. They don't want to wake up. When they wake up on their own, they're angry. They might even be mad at your behind for not telling them everything that they didn't know, which is hilarious. You know, when they finally wake up, I can't believe I never knew this. I can't believe. Okay, well, welcome to the world. Because I'm telling you, once you flip that coin, the other side will open your eyes to a point where you're going to be like, oh, snap. And it's really heavy because the late, great Dick Gregory, he spoke on the fact that melanin-dominant people, a.k.a. black and brown people, but mainly black people, need to get at least 10 to 11 hours of sleep every night. And not only do I concur with what he's saying, I see the benefits of it. Now, back in the day, I used to sleep real well, real hard. I could stay in one position for a very long time and get the best sleep ever. That is not the case these days because we got hip and knee issues that will wake me up all night long and I'm constantly flipping and flopping like a fish in the bed just to get some sleep. But when I finally do get to sleep, because at least I'm laying down and I'm trying to rest myself, when I do get to sleep, it's great. I have the most wonderful dreams. Sometimes they're really, really, really off the chain, very lucid. I always dream of color. And I will awaken refreshed. But I concur with what he says because to be black in this world, especially in this country, the stuff you got to deal with is so heavy. And for myself, the knowledge that I possess, because, you know, it's a double-edged sword. The more knowledge you get, the more responsible you have to be. But then also, the more you must hold on to yourself to not become violent, to not want to bother and or attack or whatever, any other people anywhere, to just stand on your square, hold tight, stay in the Most High's presence and light so that you don't get swayed by anger. You don't get swayed by outrage. Because what we have to deal with, what we have undergone and what continues to be done to us is outrageous. So the fact that we can get up in the morning and smile and go to work and do what you need to do and not commit egregiouses in the world is a miracle sometimes. Then we've got Kevin Hart and, get, you know, I hope he doesn't apologize, because don't apologize ever for the truth. Never apologize for the truth. We're the only ones that this happens to. They don't tell the Japanese, nah, you ain't Japanese. They don't tell the Chinese, nah, you ain't Chinese. You weren't ancient Chinese. Nah, that's not who you were. They don't say this to other people. They don't tell a Russian, oh, you weren't a Russian, even though the original Russians were black. The original Germans were black. Those are part of the people that were exterminated in the damn Holocaust. I don't want to hear no Jewish person talk about the damn Holocaust all the time when we were the first to be exterminated. The original black Germans. Yes, we ruled Europe for this whole new world that Hitler was trying to create. A lot of it was based on American points of view and propaganda. He got his eugenics ideas from California. Meanwhile, California is named after Queen Khalifa, who was a black woman. Knowledge. Gotta have knowledge. Oh, I got a hand up. Let me go see something. One second. Let me see if I can get this right. 973-307. Are you there? Hello? 973-307. You had your hand up? One more time, 973-307. Your hand is up.
Yeah.
Going once, no going twice.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Hello? Can you hear me, 973-307?
See the issue and the problem.
Hello? I can't really hear them, and maybe they don't want to be heard. Moving forward. Okay, I'm going back to where I was going. I just saw somebody's hand up and figured they had a question, but maybe not. Excuse me. So one of the other things that I found kind of interesting that I recently learned, also with the help of Brother Reza, was that I put together a few dots. I like connecting the dots. So y'all know Elon Musk, right? And Elon Musk, as you know, is the CEO of Tesla electric cars. And he recently bought Twitter for some crazy amount of money. In any event, the question had been rolling around in my mind as to why an electric car manufacturer would be interested in buying Twitter. They seem to be far apart from me. But dear Brother Reza gave me the missing piece. Apparently, Elon Musk is very interested in artificial intelligence and the whole transhumanism movement. Some of you might be like, what the hell is she talking about? What is transhumanism? Transhumanism is when they wish to interface artificial intelligence with human biology and human intelligence. Meaning that if they put a chip in your brain that allows you to open up the metaverse, whether it's your Facebook page, Instagram, make a phone call, do things in your head, you can play video games without an Oculus or a joystick. Now, some of you may be dumb enough to be like, oh, wow, that sounds great. No, it doesn't. To me, that is Satan at his best. Again, I said in the beginning, and I've said this in other shows, the human brain is the most complex organism on the planet. The human brain can process over 600 billion bits of information per second. Your computer can't really do that. That's why you get the little round circle that goes around when it's trying to get you to go to where you want to go. Your brain doesn't really do that. We have thoughts, we have memories from being children, even when we can be 90 to 100 years old. And especially for melanin-dominant human beings, we download and upload information from the sun. This idiot, and this is what pisses me off about white folks with too much money, because I'm like, people are starving. People need homes. People need employment. You just laid off over 1,000 people off of Twitter. You know, you just don't care. These people are just warped in their consciousness. They really are. So when I smoosh together, oh, no wonder he bought Twitter. Because if you own Twitter, good Mark Zuckerberg, you have access to millions and millions of people's information. You can get biorhythms and algorithms from their posts and their profiles, where they live, what they like, what they ate, what's their sexual preference, do they cheat, maybe they don't cheat, are they married, are they not married, how many times do they have sex in 1 month, all kind of stuff you can get, how many times they went to the doctor, all kind of things, because all y'all sitting up and putting up when you go to the damn doctor. I love everybody to pieces, but I don't need to know when you go for a colonoscopy. I don't need to know that. I don't need to know that. I see people's feet in hospital beds and stuff or in the examining room. Oh, getting ready to get my – I don't want to know that. I mean, you know, may all your test results come out great, but you don't need to say that with the world. You don't. I'm sorry. You don't. Anyway, when you look at it, and you see this billionaire, and everybody thinks, oh, he's so cool because he smokes weed and he wants to go to space. As far as I'm concerned, you go to space when you smoke weed anyway. But anyway, if you have access to millions or billions of people's information, then you can use that information for your little transhumanism AI project. The name of the other company that he owns is called Neuralink. Like neurology, like the brain, Neuralink, because he wants people to be interfaced with artificial intelligence. How about now? It takes me to another place, y'all. It takes me to another place. But now I see what he's doing and why he did it. And I don't know how many other people really caught that. Because when it was all first popping off, I was like, why would an electric car company owner be interested in the social media platform? But Neuralink was missing from my link, so I didn't know. Now I know, and I got it. And I'm not on Twitter anyway, so I'm not beat. And I'm limited on Facebook. I really, it's just so sad what has happened to our world and to our planet. Yes, beautiful things are happening, and I do my best to stay in the light and stay uplifted and buoyant and keeping myself in a frequency of love, 650 megahertz. I do my best. I really do. But, like, more individuals are so unsuspecting and overly trusting of a demonic movement. And I don't have another word. It's demonic. It is demonic. And just for the record, if y'all are on like your seventh and eighth jab, because you took the three and then you got your boosters and stuff, you might want to detox. You might want to reach out to a holistic homeopathic practitioner to help you detox that stuff from your system before it really wreaks havoc on you. Because ain't nothing good in that thing. Ain't nothing good in it at all. And I hope you caught when they came out and said, oh, the efficacy isn't that high. In other words, it doesn't work for what it was supposed to work for. But it wasn't supposed to work for that anyway, boo-boo. It was supposed to invade your system and take you down. That's the sad part. Real quick, there is a company, a governmental agency, that has created some of the most sneakiest, nefarious crap I have ever seen in my life. And that company or agency is called DARPA, D-A-R-P-A. DARPA stands for the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It's a research and development agency of the United States Department of Defense. That should make one ear go up. Responsible for the development of emerging technologies for use by the military, which should make the other ear go up. Baby, they make so much stuff, it's crazy. Did you know that they have remote control flies and mosquitoes and other bugs that can deliver poisons to people and you wouldn't know, and it looked like the person died of a heart attack? Did you know that they have robot attack animals like the dog with no head that's being used in San Francisco actually utilize lethal force against a human? It can walk in any direction, and it's got so much ammunition in it that it's insane. Did you know that they have a gel, the DARPA gel, which has artificial intelligence nanobots in it? Nanobots are so small, y'all, you cannot see them with the naked eye. The nanobots are introduced into the human body, then they can be programmed to go to different parts of the body and do certain things, like just give you a heart attack in 5 minutes, give you a stroke, aneurysm, embolism, you know. Because, again, this is the Department of Defense. So, yeah, remote control mosquitoes and flies, robot animals that are lethal, and a gel to intelligence that can be infused into your body and change you. If that is not the beast, I don't know what is. I am already one to subscribe to the hot sauce being a measure of the beast. It is, because it just completely compromises your entire body. So that can't be anything angelic or holy, if you get my drift. So just think for a minute. Because all these things are out, these things are being utilized, and There's always way more going on than beneath the eye, so you must tension and make yourself more aware. I don't know all of this out of a vacuum. I know this because I've researched it. I'm interested in knowing what these crazy asses are trying to do to us. And aside from the fact that we have a hypocritical racist machine which won't even let us be who we are, ancient Egyptians, Native Americans, Jews, the whole nine. Okay, on top of that, is this? Come on. He really went in. I really enjoyed his interviews. You know, the brother carries himself very highly. Again, as I said, he's in the Nation of Islam. You know, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, any of those things. He takes very good care of himself. He's a martial artist as well. He believes, of course, in self-defense and things like that. He's fierce, but if y'all think I'm raw, I try to be nice. Tonight, I know I've been a little bit hotter, but seriously, because I don't, y'all just are not grasping. A lot of you are not necessarily grasping the fact that the machine seeks to get rid of 4 billion people. It's a lot of people. And I said 4 billion with a B. So in their minds, over 4 billion people just got to go. Like, human beings must be killed. And so this was one of the major projects that they utilized to get that done. And unfortunately, too many people fell into the trap. And if you don't understand where it's coming from, it's called National Security Study Memorandum 200. Look up NSMM 200. Now, the study came out in 1974. But it's happening now. And this is why I say the wicked are patient. Very, very patient. Because that was 1974. Some of y'all listening might not even been born yet. But yet and still, it was a plan. It was on the table. It was on the books. They were pushing it, and bam, here we are. Then, of course, you had Event 201, which was the simulation of a pandemic, right in September of 2019, right before COVID really slammed into everybody. Okay, interesting. You just turned that up. You dialed it up. You have Codex Alimentarius program. You have the King Alfred plan. There are so many governmental plans. They got names and titles for a reason, family. Study these things. You could even look up Operation High Jump, Operation Paperclip. Look up things like the over-entertainment and look stuff up. Because we will never win against this enemy because we don't have an idea of what's happening. Not enough of us. 5 of us ain't going to make it. We all need to have this information. And you can download this episode, and you can send it to your friends if you want to. I have no problem with that. But this information must get out. We must realize that we are in a complete and utter war. We are at war, and we're losing. I am deliberately dropping these seeds tonight so that you can really do your own research and seek the truth, okay? And as I drop these seeds and give them to you, you plant them in your brain. And once you do your own research, the truth is going to stand before you like a huge tree. It's going to be like a giant tree in front of you from one little seed. That's what knowledge does. Go and get it. I'm almost home, y'all. I'm almost home. Okay, so also realize Executive Order 16067, they would like for it to go into effect next year. Executive Order 16067 is the plan to digitize all of our money. We will no longer have cash. This is what they want. They are pushing this for next year. Did you hear about it on CNN? No. Did you hear about it on MSNBC? No. Did you hear about it on Fox? No. Remember where you heard it. Executive Order 16067. Look it up. We all know, it's sad, we all know that DJ Twitch, Steven Twitch Boss, has passed away at age 40. Healthy young brother. They're saying that it's a suicide. But again, something just doesn't smell or feel right. He allegedly took an Uber car to a motel near his home and then shot himself in the head. Apparently, there was also a suicide note that he left expressing problems that he had faced in his past. Now, I am not attempting to speculate, but my intuition immediately took me to Hollywood, a.k.a. Hollywood. Unfortunately, there is a lot that is associated with and that goes along with being extremely successful in Hollywood. Even in the music industry, they kind of go together. And there's a lot of pedophilia and there's a lot of pederasty and there's a lot of homosexuality. And a lot of times the homosexuality part is from a top executive in whichever record label it is that then approaches the young male rapper with a proposition of varying types. Some could just be fellatio. Some could be sodomy, meaning that they'll ask the young rapper to do them, not them doing the rapper. That comes later. But in the beginning, it's like, you know, fellatio and sodomy and things like that. Now, if you're a real hardcore heterosexual man, you're probably going to say no. And you might be like, F the deal, I don't want it, I'm out. But if you're real hungry, which a lot of these young brothers are, you may compromise yourself to get what you think you want. And then once you do, you kind of can't live with yourself. That has happened quite a bit throughout the music industry and the Hollywood industry. As I said, they're all smushed together. That's happened quite a bit. So even in sports, in certain arenas, as you know, Sandusky and other people use their position to manipulate and have their way and fondle young boys and all that kind of stuff. So having experienced an act against you or doing something that you know you didn't want to do or whatever, and that stays with you, and sometimes it can impact on the mind in such a way that it makes it unbearable to live. Now, I don't know what happened. I'm not even privy to the entire suicide note. But when they mentioned that, it was like my whole psyche just was like, whoosh, and just took me to that scenario. Because he ain't been in the industry that long. He's young. And I remember when he was on Ellen, and I was like, oh, wow, he's moving along. He's really moving along. You know, he's on Dancing with the Stars, all that kind of stuff. And next thing, he was hosting Ellen. I think that's when she was on the bracelet. She had to have the bracelet. She couldn't go out. Another story we're not going to talk about right now. But finally, something that it took me to another place. I was looking at how he was moving up and everything was going great. And then I found out he was married to a white woman, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. You know, and they have their children and so on and so forth. But, like, when you commit suicide and you're married, supposedly happily, and you've got children and what have you, that's really big. And mental health is very, very important. And I stress this a lot, and I also stress the importance of having control over your own mind and doing specific types of exercises to build your brain and to have control over yourself. Because you never want to be in a situation where you do something that you know you shouldn't do and or have done something or participated in something that goes against who you really are. And that's beyond selling yourself out. That's a whole nother level. And I know people in the industry who have put themselves in certain types of situations and they've come to regret it. Because this industry will chew you up and spit you out if you let it. So no matter how cute it looks on the outside to other people, that person could be going through a living hell. And so I pray that the brother will rest peacefully. I pray his ancestors will be pleased with him. I pray his children and his wife will grieve and mourn and move past this in a healthy way. But just be careful, especially when it comes to seeking fame and fortune. You know, be careful, because this machine is going to place things before you. And the machine is almost like testing your will as to what you will and will not do, what you'll participate in, or maybe not. Will you participate in the threesome, or will you participate in the whole orgy? Will you participate in the pyramids of cocaine, or will you just, you know, have a cocktail and mind the business? What will you do? And they don't force you. They put it in front of you, and you make the choice. That's why I always give thanks for being as old as I was when I started, you know, going on tour with major artists and stuff. I was older. I had a better head on my shoulders. And I was never one to want to compromise myself for sex or anything else. I'm like, no. I'm too much of a prude. I don't have it in me. So I couldn't do it. I would never be able, you know, you'd be invited a million times. But, honey, you want to talk about it? Just say no. I'm like, no, I'm good. You know, I would go back to my room. I am good. I don't need to participate in any of these kind of reindeer games. I'm good. And I take pride in that, because nobody could point to me and say, oh, that she was a hoe, or I had her, or they had her, or there was this time when can't nobody say none of that about me, and I give thanks for that. Because I got friends who made other choices. So be careful. Now, I'm going to take a sip of water. All right. So, kind of lastly, I want to go into what I did, you know, what happened immediately following my last episode, which was like 3 weeks ago. I had watched the incomparable Dr. Yosef Ben Yochanan. I'm always tempted to say Yochanan. It's Yochanan. And he was being interviewed with Rabbi Arthur Seltzer of the Anti-Defamation League of Long Island on Like It Is with Gil Noble. Okay? This was in 1985. But, you know, YouTube will have it. So I was watching because I wanted to see Dr. Ben in a debate with a white Jew. It was good. I watched this white rabbi attempt to battle Dr. Ben. The rabbi had all these papers and stuff. Dr. Ben had none. All he had was his brain, and that was more than good enough. Baby, he tore the rabbi up. The rabbi was not ready. I want to say the rabbi was not a rabbi on that day, because the word rabbi means teacher, and he wasn't teaching nothing. Papers and all, he wasn't ready. So one of the questions that I beckoned Phil, and I mentioned this in the beginning of the show, was why are we still arguing our presence within the religion or faith of Judaism? Like, real talk, this is our shit. Sorry, it's ours. Sorry. Okay? That has me stuck. But, and mind you, I mentioned to y'all before, I have been to Israel. I saw the black, quote-unquote, Jew in Israel. Okay? I saw the imposters as well. But I saw the original Judean, if you will. Now, the rabbi in this interview was trying to override Dr. Ben, even though Dr. Ben was just tearing him up every which way. Dr. Ben had stated that in Chaldea and the time of Abram is around 1775 BCE, which is the 13th dynasty in Kemet. He brought up the myth of the Jews trying to claim that they built the pyramids, which is wrong because they did not. The rabbi went on to state that his views would not be accepted by the Orthodox Jews, basically saying Dr. Ben's views would not be accepted by the Orthodox Jews. He said that, you know, Israel has a population which is predominantly 60% Sephardic. And Dr. Ben said, yes, these same individuals are at the bottom of the social ladder. Okay. The rabbi stated that when Soviet Jews came into Israel, they changed the dynamic. They were different. Nonetheless, Dr. Ben stated that the initial process of control by European Jews is taking control of African Jews. Gil Noble even asked whether the Jews of Europe or the Jews of Africa, which one controls Israel. The rabbi had a hard time, but he tried to say that there was an equal division of power. However, Dr. Ben fired back saying that because he continues to go to Israel and he knows the European Jew is still in control over there. He said that when African Jews go to Israel, they're told that they need to reconvert. How about that? You created the actual faith, and then you come back to the quote-unquote Holy Land, and they tell you you need to reconvert? Dr. Ben went absolutely off on this. He went off so bad. Ooh, the rabbi wasn't ready. He asked, why are we asked such a question? He said, my mother and father and grandmother are all Jews. Why are African Jews asked about whether they've converted when they've been Jews for centuries? He went on to say that no Falasha women were to serve in anyone's house, however they're doing it now, because the Falasha Jew is being exploited by the European Jew. And the European Jew has continued to exploit the African Jew throughout the world. He stated that when Mussolini attacked Ethiopia, there was no remorse or aid from the European Jews to help them as brothers at all. He was like, where were they in that situation? Rabbi ain't say nothing. All this white rabbi states was his own ambivalence towards accepting and acknowledging a black person who practices Judaism and knows that it is African people who created Judaism as a faith. Why Whitey will not let us have our truth and our faith and our presence as Hebrew Israelites, real Jews, Native Americans, ancient Kemites. None of that history can be ours, even though all of it is ours. Like, Dr. Ben himself was a Falasha Jew of Ethiopian descent. He knows his faith. He knows all of his stuff, obviously. The rabbi just couldn't deal. He was absolutely no match for Dr. Ben. And he went on to state, Dr. Ben said, there is no Jewish race. There is only the faith. And that is so true. A religion is not a race. Islam is not a race. Christianity is not a race. Yoruba is not a race. It's not a race. It's a faith. He went on to state, Moses and the Ten Commandments came out of Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is in Kemet, Egypt. It hasn't moved. Okay? I was watching this white, out-of-touch Jewish so-called rabbi squirm in his seat. He was so out of touch, he could not handle it. Basically, he got shredded. And it's really a shame that we ask for our existence. Like, we're not only fighting just to breathe and survive and to thrive and, you know, be well and do well in our lives in this world, but we have to fight for our history and our legacy. I have a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that. And I do know that one day, again, the world will bow to African melanin dominant human beings because we brought all of this high culture into this world. You know, white Ashkenazi, quote-unquote, Jewish people want so badly to rule over Judaism, but they can't. It's not about them. It's really about us. All they did was steal some things. In 1984, there was an operation called Operation Moses, where European Jews were bringing African Ethiopian Jews to Israel. Sound endearing, but it's so not. Because in Ethiopia, when the people were starving, the Jews turned them into soldiers for themselves. Yet they were subjected to madness. And from 1947 to this day, the white European Jews have say over whether the original African Jew can enter into Israel. That's deep. When, mind you, over 2,000 years ago, the Kemetan pharaoh, Akhenaten, preached monotheism. Akhenaten is the father of King Tut, son of Queen Ti, husband of Nefertari. Akhenaten is the one who preached monotheism, the one God above all. Aaron, Sarah, Miriam, and many others all knew about the concept of one God. It is way before the so-called Code of Hammurabi, which is Babylonian and Mesopotamian. And the rabbi in the interview kept pushing Mesopotamia, but it's actually Africa that gives way to truth. Judaism did not begin in Mesopotamia. It begins in North Africa. Please note that the Chaldean and Ur people were both ruled by African peoples. Please stop about Mesopotamia. And the last pyramid was built way before Abraham. So stop. Now, this is another little tidbit I'm going to get into real quick before we say bye. Doc, I see you. Don't go nowhere. Did you know that the Ashkenazi Jew was kicked out of so many different countries in Europe over a time span of many, many years. Prior to the transatlantic slave trade, they were being kicked out of everywhere. Nobody wanted them where they were. So around 3,000 of them were being cast out of Spain and Portugal and other parts of Europe all the way to Poland. And what happened was those people became slave owners and slave holders and came to the New World, came to the United States with enslaved Africans. And of course, they were able to thrive for a few hundred years having free labor provided for them. I covered a little bit of this before, but I need to revisit it because no one teaches this in history class. So a huge percentage of the slave owners were Jews from Spain and Portugal. They don't tell you that. They want you to believe they all came from England. No. Something like over 75% of the slave owners were Jews. They basically owned the Mississippi River and the Delta. All across Mississippi and Alabama. Nobody would know this. They are the progenitors of the slave trade. They are the ones that reap the most benefit. They are the ones that were able to create J.P. Morgan Chase Manhattan Bank, Rothschild, Citibank, Rockefeller, Bank of America. Hello? This is how that wealth is established. Aside from the fact that every white person in the United States of America reaps the benefits of the slave trade, somewhere in their legacy, most of them do, unless you're a Quaker. Most of them do, because even the Mormons had slaves. Benjamin Franklin had slaves, not as many as Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, and he acted like he didn't like it, but he had slaves. Damn near everybody on your money had slaves. Don't get that twisted. But we don't have Jews on our money. They just hold all the money. Isn't that interesting? I find that to be very interesting. I think you should too. So while I'm on a mission to reclaim our legacies with an S, to shed new light on dimensions of your consciousness that would allow you to move forward in research and investigation, to move forward and upward in learning about who you really are. Again, man, know thyself, and ye shall know of the universe and its gods. That was translated from ancient Egyptian, and the words were si-a-ek-es-si-a-ek petu neteru. That's what I just said is what that means. Hello? Man, know thyself, and ye shall know the universe and its gods. Part about that phrase is that you learn as you continue to grow that you yourself are God. You yourself are an almighty aspect of the Almighty Most High. And that's what they're trying to hide from every single one of us. They want you to believe that you're small, you're nothing, you're dirty, you're sinful, you're wicked, you're this, you're that, when you're a God. You're a God. So get to learn on. Engage in your spiritual quest, simply can, so that you can evolve and become enlightened into godhood. That's what we're doing here. We ain't doing nothing else. So if you want to occupy your time with a whole bunch of other BS, you go ahead, and your ass is going to be here on repeat. You'll be right back here in the same space, or worse, because you didn't evolve. We ain't here to waste time. We're not here to get the bag. We're here to grow and evolve. So I hope the information that I provided tonight was helpful. I hope that, I know I came off harsh in a few areas, but I hope that that was still well received. I knew I had one more thing I wanted to mention. Oh, that there's a McDonald's in California. Thank you, Sister Barbara, for this tip. There's a McDonald's in California where there are no people that work there. So there's no one to say, welcome to McDonald's, may I help you? It's all automated. It's fully automated. It's all AI. Personally speaking, I really don't want to get my food from artificial intelligence. I really don't. I actually trust the human a little bit more. That's just me. But things are moving in this direction. You know, Tesla also has a car. You don't have to steer. It's like you can put it on automatic pilot. When you want to change lanes, you just push your signal up or down, whichever direction you want to go, and the car is just going to go there. Personally, sometimes I got issues with cruise control. I don't even like to use it all the time. I'd like to use my foot. I don't know. I could be old school, but so many things are like so overly automated. If you put too much trust in them, I feel disaster is waiting for you. I don't have any other way to say it. I don't know if I'm ready for the automatic pilot car. I'm black. That automatic pilot might do some shit, run me off a cliff. Oh, well, Tesla said sorry. Like that's it. My husband probably won't even get no money. I don't want to do it. So there are a lot of things going on. So like I said, there's a completely automated McDonald's. You got the self-driving car. Mind you, Mercedes came out with it first with their vans in Europe, but then Tesla got that and stole the formula and what have you, or developed their own, I don't even know. But I know that they have their own, and they have these cars that drive themselves. I'm not that trusting. I mean, the closest I come is automatic pilot from my real pilot at 30,000 feet. I think that's the closest I come to automatic pilot. I'm just trying to say, cool. A lot going on. All right, Doc, I hope this is you. 973-640. Alamo, is that you?
Peace to the queen. How
peace,
are you tonight?
Peace.
Good, good, great, great. I'm just here enjoying the show, sucking it up. You know what I mean? Just trying to feast off this knowledge. You know, you said some stuff that I'm glad you said that because a lot of people really don't know. They really don't know the Jewish involvement in the slave trade. They're mm-hmm. not aware that they owned most of the ships, that that dispersed the slaves to the enslaved Africans to the various areas. Mm-hmm. And I think that their plan was so diabolic mm-hmm. that they knew that they had all been split up and separated and went different places and decided, since no one will ever know, there was no internet back then, that they would just go ahead on and just steal these people's identity and say that they were them and that they were the chosen ones, and no one would ever think of anything else because no one would ever know.
Okay.
And they had that, and that went on for many years. No one never said anything or do anything, or even to this day, just coming to the realization of the involvement in it. And the problem is that we've been so brainwashed, we are so scared to even say or point out or identify their infractions, their injustices. You know, we're afraid of being persecuted like they're doing Kanye and Kyrie.
Yeah, I ain't scared.
No, I ain't scared.
In fact,
now I'm not scared, I wish you would.
I'm just, you know? This whole thing with Kevin Hart, I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, what?
Mm.
I'm still kind of in shock over that.
Mm.
I'm like, the black man said that the Egyptians were black and y'all are trying to throw him under the bus for telling the truth?
Right. So
like,
there's an effort now, okay, to suppress wokeness. There's an effort to suppress those people that are waking up. So anything dealing with truth, they want to, they would, you know, the scripture says that they would rather believe a lie than the truth. So they are coming against anybody and that say anything that's truth as far as history is concerned, because they want you to continue to believe their narrative. But we're to the point now where we say F your narrative.
It's just the narrative.
Right. It's just the narrative. It's just your story. It's just your fake history.
Mm-hmm.
And we no longer feel an obligation to go along with it. We no longer feel an obligation to be congenial or to be nice or not to hurt your feelings. F your feelings.
Right.
Because obviously you don't care nothing about ours. Obviously you don't care nothing about our history or our future. So why should we care about yours? And so do not, you know, don't be intimidated.
No, it's
you
real.
Know, cry
and if
loud.
If anybody really wants to know, like there's a song on Robert Glasper's album Black Radio 3, and it's called F Your Feelings.
Yeah.
The whole album, there's a part of the album, it's just, and I'm saying F to be nice, but it's the full word, your
right.
feelings. F your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it goes into everything that you just said, because she's talking about F your education, F your this, F your that, like, because it does what you do to us, you drive us mad.
Right, and it's all lies. All of it is lies. They put lies in books and credit to us like it was the unadulterated truth, like it was the unadulterated gospel. And we only to find out later on that you know, Malcolm said it best. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. And we need to continue to wake up, continue to be aware, and continue to stand up and not be afraid.
Mm-hmm. We have to. I mean, they're making me want to plan a march on the Metropolitan Museum of Art in the Egyptian wing.
Mm-hmm.
They're making me want to do a demonstration. They're making me want to call out everybody. I am so pissed about this. I can't even. It's hard for me. Bad enough, the Jewish thing was bad enough. That was bad enough. This now, when the word Kemet means black land for black people, what? I'm like,
right.
Hell no. I don't know. I don't know if it's my mama. Something is welling up in me. Like, start some shit.
Right.
Something's not right.
Right.
I'm so serious. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. When in the meantime, you got the Dogon people of Mali who were able to see Sirius A, B, and C with no telescope. How many hundreds of years ago? And now white people invented the telescope and were like, oh, look at Sirius B and C. We always saw Sirius A, B, and C.
Right.
So what, now they don't know anything either? Like, have mercy, Jesus. I'm trying to hold on. I really am. That right there, because, I mean, you know me, Doc. Kemet is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Always has been. Always has been. Like, even from when I was a little girl and I first learned about Kemet, and I was like, ooh. And I would even have dreams. I know I have an ancestral pathway there from thousands of years ago. I'm always in dreams with sand. I'm riding a camel, all kind of stuff. And then when I did ride a camel again in Morocco, it was like, oh, I've done this many times before. Like, the deja vu was sickening. I'm just, you know, so I've always had a deep connection to Kemet. And I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute, hold up. No, like, you can't have that. I'm like, maybe that's my line, maybe that's with a straw, whatever. I'm like, I can't let you have it. I can't let you have it.
Right.
They done stole Native American history. You got white Indians and this. They just like, no, I'm Native. Because you bought your ancestor was a $5 Indian back in the day. So y'all just swear on everything you got that you're a Native American, whatever. Then now we got
you. You're a Native liar. That's about it.
Yeah, you're a Native liar and a thief.
And a thief. And your daddy was a Native liar, your granddaddy and all of them from back with Native liars. That's who you are. And it's about time that we stand up and start calling these things for what they are.
No, it's true. I'm about to make some T-shirts. Something's going to happen. I might have, just have a T-shirt that's a Mexum and a Menta. Make your dumb ass ask me. What does that mean?
What's that mean?
Well, I'm like, I came out hard tonight. I know I did. Family, I thank y'all for staying with me tonight. I really did. Because, I mean, it's been building up. I'm always researching, so I'm always adding more information into my edit for the episode. And so this stuff I didn't even talk about that I'm going to have to wait till next week to talk about. But I knew I wanted to touch on it. And when I read about Kevin Hart, I feel like my skull opened up and flames shot out the top of my head. So I was like, okay, I got to just, I'm going to do it. But it definitely makes my heart upset, and I don't like that.
Right.
You know, I don't like that. You know, so we're gonna figure something out. But I'm glad that you were on this week. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight, Doc.
My pleasure, always.
You know, and you know, it's gonna be a great year. Again, like I said at the top of the show, 2023 equals 7. That's the most high. So prayerfully we'll have the most high kind of year. Those of us who are elevated and in that energy and in that space of the beautiful creatures, creator. You know, I always tell people, keep your energies up. You know, you got demons out here and portals are being opening and people are tripping and walling out. But you got to keep your wits about you, keep your faith, and know that you're a divine aspect of the Most High, and that's how you need to move and do in the world.
Indeed. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, sir. I know we're like 3 minutes over, but I really appreciate you, Doc. I appreciate you letting me have this platform and being able to get this type of information out to the family. You know, I always make jokes about CNN and the rest of them, but I'm like, to call yourself a news channel and you don't report on nothing doesn't make sense to me. So I'm happy to be able to bring it on this platform. You know, and again, I thank my wonderful husband for just being so supportive, because I'm always disappearing and going off to listen to a lecture or read something or whatever. And he's like, where were you? You know, I'm in the house, but, you know, I'll go and get off and study, and I'm always disappearing. So but I don't go far. I just go upstairs. But I give thanks. And, you know, again, people, if y'all want to hear some real good music, please go to SoundCloud.com. And look up DJ Pitch Control, PYTCHCONTROLL. If you're driving, he will get you to California, honey. Beautiful music for, you know, from a beautiful soul to yours. And hopefully it makes you feel just as good when you hear it. I myself am going to continue to make my magic and do what I do. But I am. I'm really thinking about some type of march, movement, demonstration, show up type of thing. I don't know, but I'm thinking about it. In any event, I wish everyone a wonderful week ahead. I hope you had a wonderful Monday, a happy moon day, day of reflection, so that the rest of your week will be positive and progressive. I hope that you are well. I hope that you are healthy and that you will maintain a healthy and high vibration. And I encourage us to please support each other, not just financially, but emotionally and mentally. You've got friends, you've got family who need you. Even if you just drop a text once in a while, hey, how you doing? I love you. It's okay. We've got to be more supportive and come together. Even if we can't come together physically, we can come together emotionally and spiritually and mentally so that we can empower each other and have each other's back. You know, protect the children. Please protect these babies. Y'all, they're snatching these babies, and they're doing more human trafficking in a little bit. Please protect your babies. And women especially, stop dressing your little girls like grown women. They're not grown women. They have time for that. Please don't send your little girl outside in a T-shirt and leggings. Her whole body is, her silhouette is exposed. We got mad perverts out here. Please. There was a family, I forgot where they were, where the white man, half naked, climbed into the daughter's bedroom. The daughter was like 13, 14 years old. Real smart girl, though. She had gotten under the covers, turned her phone volume down, and was texting her mother, like, help. The father came in the room, looked at the white man, was like, get out of here, get out of here. The white man looked at the black man, growled at him, and the brother was like, and that's when I gave him 6 shots. He died. Like, madness is happening in this world. Please be careful. Protect your children. Protect the elderly. Please, we've got to have each other's back. Brothers, I'm going to say this for real because I'm a sister. I'm a queen. I'm a woman. We need you. I am no independent woman. I need my man. I need my partner. Stop all this foolishness about you don't need a man. Da, 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 da. Yes, you do. He is your match. We can't castigate every black man because we've been heartbroken from a black man. It don't work that way. I, for one, should probably be married to a white man because of all the heart and heartache and pain I've gone through from black men. But I will never throw y'all under the bus. I knew there was at least one out there for me. So I support you, black men. I love you, black men. I think y'all are the bomb.com. You are the kings of this planet, and I have no problem standing by my king. None at all is when we are most powerful. We are most powerful when we are joined together in a perfect union. Can you dig it? So I'm going to end on that, but I give thanks. And I wish love and light and happiness and joy and healing and peace to each and every one of you. Thank you for being with me tonight. I feel like it was a pretty explosive episode. I got to get some joy in this thing. All right? Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, family. Be good. Stay amazing. Be kind to each other. Be a good human. Love you. Thank you. Peace. And helps if I had it left. All right. Pow. Night, fam.